The nation has been outraged by the sickening sight of up to 1 million fish dead near Menindee in the southwest of New South Wales, an area that's part of the Murray-Darling Basin, the largest and most complex river system in Australia. But it's not the only fish kill this summer, with hundreds of fish dying in rivers and lakes around New South Wales in particular. The immediate reasons for each kill are different, and experts say we shouldn't be surprised if there are more of these this summer. But the crisis has engendered another round of the blame game and denials all around that the iconic and vital river system is being mismanaged. We'll speak with two people steeped in this issue in just a moment to tease out the questions and look forward to a solution. But first, Nancy Notson has this report.
Oh, yellowbelly's dead.
They're all yellowbelly over there.
Lot of yellowbelly dead. Lot of carp.
It's a gruesome look at the environmental impact of a damaged ecosystem. Andrew King shot this video of the Namoi River near Gunnedah in northern New South Wales just a few weeks ago.
A lot of more dead fish. Everywhere dead fish.
The water dropped so quickly and the temperature rose so quickly. Basically, they were cooked in the water. It was just horrendous to see.
That's Anne Mitchie, the head of the Lake Keepit Family Fishing Club. The fish kill shown in the video happened in the river just below Keepit Dam, which has now basically run dry.
Keepit Dam has had a huge water release, block release, happen in December last year. It's been drained down to a historically low level. No one's ever seen it at this lower level before, ever. And then they've shut off all the water running out of the dam, which in effect has then ceased the flow of the Namoi River downstream of the dam.
Anne Mitchie believes the water resource needs to be better managed and has started a petition she hopes would see its minimum capacity never go lower than 20%.
We're trying to get that instated across all water storages in New South Wales at a minimum of 20%. So we're holding up Keepit as the poster child of dam abuse. This is exactly how you don't do it.
But New South Wales Water, which manages the dam, says the drought means there's been basically no inflows to the dam in the past 18 months. And it's implemented increasingly stringent conditions on water usage as the drought's intensified. It wants to ensure nearby regional communities and landholders get crucial water supplies. And the New South Wales Department of Primary Industry says drought has caused many other fish kills across the state, including at the Lachlan River at Wyangala Dam. And just in the last few days, hundreds of fish were found dead at Lake Cattai near Port Macquarie on the state's mid-north coast. Dr. Margaret Platel from the University of Newcastle says there could be more on the way.
I wouldn't be surprised, given that we are in a bit of a drought condition at the moment as well. So we've also got shallower water bodies, less water around, which will heat up more quickly as well. It really depends on the amount of rainfall that's coming in the systems and the coolness of the air temperature.
While lack of oxygen in water is the main cause of fish kills, that can happen for different reasons, like when water released from a dam is low in oxygen.
That can also occur from when you get inundation of surrounding the land surrounding a river, and the decomposition of organic material from that inundation will also suck up the oxygen as well. What you can also find, which I think, you know, which is what seems to be happening in Menindee, you have quite a large algal bloom, and that has died and started decomposing and taking up the oxygen from the water.
The fish kill at Menindee is what, of course, has sparked so much debate this week, after over 1 million fish were found dead in the Darling River. Some blame over-allocation for irrigation and mismanagement of the Murray-Darling Basin Plan. The federal government blames the drought. But whatever the cause, the basics in any aquatic environment remain the same.
The less water there is, the less habitat there is for fish. The shallower the water, the more likely it is to heat up, the more possible it may be that a perfect storm of events will come together.
And so Dr. Platel says it's time authorities review what's going on, their current strategies, and the lasting impacts the disasters might have.
Any review needs to be including that kind of rigorous evidence as well, but also too the social attitudes of the people that are affected by this water management. And there, you know, is of course a range of stakeholders as well, and their perception of the problem is going to be part of the evidence used to build a case for possibly changing management as well.
Dr. Margaret Platel is from the University of Newcastle. Nancy Notson, our reporter.